Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
So I had a gentleman send me a message on Instagram. So I put up a story about election details, the dates, and you know, I keep uploading necessary information. You should stay in touch with me if you're active on Instagram. The same thing goes on Facebook and Twitter. Instagram, look for me, Oberoi Disha. Facebook, RJ Disha Oberoi. Twitter, Oberoi D. So he sent me a message about his 75-year-old mother. Disha! And I told him, listen, give me your number. It'll be great to put you on air. He says, oh, I don't know. You got to check my voice and if my accent will work. I said, hey, your work will talk, not your accent or your voice. Pramod, you sound good. Yeah, I don't know why you were so worried.
Thank you.
Yes. Pramod, you were saying three adults in your family, your mom, who's the oldest at 75.
Yes.
She has been voting without fail and your entire family has been doing the same.
Yeah, correct. So we all go out together to vote. And definitely my mom is very much involved in this process. And she's always up to date with all the information. She knows everything about all the candidates. And she knows who the right candidate is. And definitely she would every time she would like to come out and vote. Though she cannot go by herself, we make it a point to take her with us and then we go out and then do the voting.
I believe a lot of other elderly people you guys take along with you.
Yeah, yes. See, what happened was when we came back, an elderly gentleman who was, he was watching me. Then I asked him whether he had voted.
Hmm.
But he said that he didn't have any means of going there. Nobody would take him and he couldn't go there by himself alone.
Oh.
I asked him whether I can take him to the voting booth.
Okay.
Then he said he was very glad and then we went together, did the voting and came back. And then I started thinking about it. These elderly people, they almost amount to 10% of the population.
Yes.
Just imagine the influence if the overall result, even if the voting percentage,
yes,
it increases by even 2 to 3%.
It can be a game changer.
Yes. So what I did was I was just maybe others also whom I knew personally. So another 2 or 3 people every time I take. And even the polling staff are also, they are quite supportive. And as soon as we go there, they allow our vehicle to go very close to the polling booth. Then they also help the elderly person getting off the vehicle, then doing the voting and then coming back. So this has been a very nice experience for everybody concerned, actually.
No, that's...
And definitely, I think it is a great help to themselves and also to the nation. I think it's very good, I think, actually.
Pramod, I'll tell you in fact, I was talking to somebody from BBMP. They were saying that they're going to be taking extra measures for people with special abilities, for senior citizens. And if we inform them beforehand, they will take care of transportation and arrangements to get them from home to the polling booth. So in case anybody in your area vicinity seems to have a transportation problem, you can just call BBMP, inform them in advance, 2266000. I'll repeat the number, 2266000.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pramod, for reaching out on Instagram. Stay in touch and all the best. Lots of love to your mom.
Yeah, thank you so much, Disha.
Bye,
you so
Pramod.
Much. Thank you. Bye. Morning number one,
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.